Can you tell us a little bit about this year's Dementia Action Week theme, Dementia Doesn't Discriminate, Do You? What does this mean? What are we exploring?
Well, we know from what people living with dementia and their families and carers tell us that people do experience discrimination as a result of their diagnosis of dementia, and that can come in many different forms. And what we're really trying to do during our Dementia Action Week this year, which runs from the 16th to the 22nd of September, is to start to explore exactly how that discrimination impacts people and what it looks like from the perspective of somebody living with dementia or their families and carers, but also the general public, because discrimination is a pattern of behaviour. So we all know that in order to change behaviour, we need to best understand the way to do that. So we're actually calling on people to complete a survey, and we're hoping to get, you know, thousands of responses around the country from people who may have a direct experience with dementia, but they may also not know somebody living with dementia. So there's a survey at our website at dementia.org.au/survey, and we're encouraging people to do that so that we can get a much fuller picture of what discrimination looks like and then how we can best tackle it as a society.
Based on what we know now, what are some of the most prevalent forms of discrimination that people living with dementia face?
There's a whole range of different things, and it depends on the person's, you know, individual social contacts and whether they're still working or not. But for example, for somebody that is still in the workforce when they receive a diagnosis of dementia, they may effectively be asked to resign and leave their position, even though they may still be able to complete certain tasks or have their job amended slightly so that they're able to remain engaged within the workforce. We know that social isolation is a really big component of what people experience, both those living with dementia and also their families and carers. And people with dementia often report that as soon as they have a diagnosis, people stop talking to them and start talking to their carer. They may misunderstand particular behaviours or confusion out in public and get frustrated with somebody. You know, we've had some stories recently of people who've asked for assistance in crossing the road because part of their dementia has impacted their ability to navigate across streets or to step up and down, and they were abused for it. So, you know, there's all sorts of different forms of discrimination. That's really what we're trying to understand as part of our Dementia Action Week.
Dementia is often stigmatised as an issue affecting older Australians, but I understand that more than 27,000 people are living with younger onset dementia.
That's
diagnosed
right.
Kind of under the age of 65. What are some of the issues for people who are in that younger age bracket? Is there anything that affects them more so or affects them differently to people who are maybe a little bit older?
Yeah, people with younger onset dementia do tend to report having a little bit of a different experience. Often they're still engaged in the workforce, so that whole issue around having to leave their position can often be quite confronting for them. Because they are younger, they may have younger children, they may still be, their family may still be financially dependent on that person's income. So there's a whole range of additional social and economic pressures that perhaps an older person who's retired may not have. We also find that the levels of misunderstanding about younger onset dementia are much higher. So people will say, well, you don't look like you've got dementia. Dementia is an old person's disease, etc. So people sort of have that challenge to deal with as well.
There seems to be a bit of a dementia-friendly movement occurring globally. The ABC stated that there are currently 20 designated dementia-friendly communities around Australia, including Kiama here in New
yep.
South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been a rise in organisations or councils approaching you and the team at Dementia Australia for advice on creating these friendly and inclusive spaces?
There certainly has. I mean, we've got, as you say, about 20 dementia-friendly communities around Australia now, and Kiama was sort of one of our leading areas to drive the dementia-friendly movement, if you like. So we do certainly get a lot of approaches, but obviously there is more to be done. Really, the whole focus on discrimination over Dementia Action Week is about starting to look at what we do as individuals as well as a society, and that of course includes local community, in becoming more aware of what dementia is and how it can impact people within the community. So we have a lot of information on dementia-friendly communities at our website, And we also, you can also go to dementiafriendly.org.au, and we have a whole range of resources for communities that are interested. We also have our Dementia Friends program, which is a program designed for individuals who want to become more dementia aware and can watch a series of videos and become a dementia friend. So we're encouraging people to interact in a lot of different ways, as well as filling in that survey and getting a better understanding of how we can tackle discrimination and dementia.
And how can people find out more about the events happening around for Dementia Action Week this week?
So we've got lots of information on our website at dementia.org.au. So we encourage anyone that's interested to go there. As I said, of course, we've got the survey to complete. And we've got a series of events. I think you mentioned that we've got our flagship event on Monday, the 16th of September at the Sydney Opera House. So we've got a panel of well-known people talking about discrimination. So that includes Maggie Beer, the chef, and we've also got David Spears facilitating that, who's the political editor of Sky News. We've got Ita Buttrose. We've got Shayna Blaze from The Block. And we've got Phil Hazel, who's a person living with dementia. So they'll be talking about some of the issues around discrimination and how we can start to shift the conversation and shift people's attitudes and behaviours around dementia.
Well, Kayle, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for the time.